Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Dunkelberg's here. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is the chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, former dean of the School of Business at Temple University. And he's a longtime, more than 13-year member of our Brain Trust, and he's our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you back, as always. And as you know, folks, Bill's survey, his index of small business optimism is the gold standard for the world. There is no peer for his work, and we're so happy that he graces our show with his information every month. Bill, we just can't seem to get out of the rut, can we?
No, we can't, and of course that's because nothing happens to, you know, improve the things that we really worry about. So, the top issues remain, you know, rising health care costs, uncertainty about where the economy is going to go and what economic policy is, and, of course, energy costs, that's a worry, and the cost of regulation and red tape and all the bad things the tax code does. Those are your top problems, and we've made no progress on any of those. So if those were the top concerns late in 2012, and we did a big survey of NFIB's 350,000 members, you know, which one of those has improved? You know, gas prices went down a little bit, but that's really not much. And, of course, other energy costs like electricity have gone up. So,
And don't forget, Bill, we still have the lowest labor participation since World War II.
Well, we do.
And it's a lot of people who don't have buying power,
right? And we're not hiring anybody, so that's the case. You know, we don't have enough workers out there, and it's the uncertainty about where things are going to go, including, you know, will today the Fed start tapering? Who knows? And what does that mean? Who knows? You know, so there's just so much that you can't be sure about, and when you're not sure, then you can't really set up a strategy.
The other thing, Bill, is that for all these years now, we've had the specter of whether Obamacare was going to be bad or not for us. We were worried about it, but we just didn't know what was going to happen. And now we got more bad news. Now we actually know how bad. We don't know, and we still don't know. And we're not only do we know that it's going to be bad, we're pretty sure it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's certainly not going to improve any in the next year. It's going to be a very, very difficult year for anybody who has to deal with Obamacare, and that's most people.
That's exactly right. No, exactly. And it's, I mean, it's a year from now. I mean, there's an awful lot of things that are going to come on. That's going to unwind as it unwinds. It is as it comes full into force over the next 12 months, and so we need the economy to get out of the 2% range. We need the economy to be between 3% and 4%. Bill, do we have any chance of that in 2014?
I would say no. I don't see if you got up toward 3, that would be a real shock to most forecasters. I know. You know, I have a couple of colleagues who have us at 3, and maybe a little bit better, but they're making pretty optimistic assumptions about the resolution of a lot of problems. That is the way you get a positive forecast for the economy is to assume positive things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, they might, and if they do, we can get 3% growth. But most people don't, and I would be included, don't see things really developing that well in Washington and globally, and with the health care bill and with the Fed. We don't see that things working out that well that will actually give us much, you know, growth much over 2%.
The two big headwinds I see in 2014 are the unfolding of Obamacare and that ugliness there, and the unwinding of the loosening up the tapering by the Fed of their quantitative easing, and the impact that that's going to have on equity prices, and the impact that's going to have on the psyche of the marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we could certainly have a lot of volatility in the financial markets. I mean, the Fed, as we all know, the valuation model that we use is, you know, what kind of cash flow do I expect from the project, and then
right.
we discount it with an interest rate. The Fed has made the denominator as low as it can be.
That's right.
But, you know, the real issue is, what's going to happen to the numerator? Are we going to grow and have
that's
profits?
Right. That's exactly right. And so... anyway, we're going to come right back, and Bill's going to get into the specifics of his survey. And after this these messages, Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.